This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. National Assembly endorses government policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year. House of Representatives continues deliberation on it. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand reiterates the government's commitment to zero tolerance for impunity and cases of human rights violation. Supply Minister Dilendra Prasad Padu says the cabinet principally agreed to adjust taxes on petroleum. And Japan opens up to foreign tourists after 2 years. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the National Assembly endorsed the government's policies and programs by the majority. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha had presented the government's policy document for the fiscal year 2022-23 for a decision. Before the endorsement of the policies and programs, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gobinda Prasad Sharma Khairala, on behalf of Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba, replied to the questions raised in course of the deliberations on the policy document. The National Assembly rejected the proposal for amendment to the policies and programs registered earlier by the majority. Lawmakers Dr. Bedu Ram Bhushal, Sekhar Kumar Singh, Dr. Bimala Rai Paudel, Bhairab Sundar Shrestha, Devendra Dahal and Bhagwati Nyopani had sought clarifications on the government's policy document. In reply, Minister Khairala said all the queries are obvious and the government has kept the production and processing of herbs in priority. He made it clear that since the price of petroleum products fluctuated due to the impact of international market, the government did not have control over the prices as such. Regarding the clarification related to the topic of Nizgarh International Airport, he said more cannot be said on this topic as the full text of Supreme Court's verdict related to this matter on Thursday are not available as yet. Lawmakers attending the House of Representatives session yesterday were divided over the government's policies and programs for the next fiscal year 2022-23. Those from the ruling parties favoured them, while others from opposition parties opposed them. President Bidya Devi Bhandari on the 24th of May tabled the policies and programs. Main opposition CPNDML leader Ishwar Pokhrel accused the incumbent government of failing to run a neutral foreign policy and of accommodating policies and programs adopted by the erstwhile government. But the ruling Nepali Congress leader Dr. Minendra Prasad Rizal challenged the UML of repelling the government's policies and programs if they considered them theirs. They accused the UML of creating propaganda, being affected by the election results and wasting 4 years' time when they were in the government. Commenting on the policies and programs, the CPNMAV Center's own Sarvik Kharti lauded them for prioritizing the resolution of the country's economic problem, poverty alleviation and agriculture and industry in particular. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has instructed the Parliament Secretariat to remove the remarks aired in the House going against the parliamentary norms and values from the archive. The direction followed an objection from the CPNDML lawmakers over the remarks by Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Dilendra Prasad Badu, in course of informing the yesterday's session of the House of Representatives about the issue of public importance. The government has said the domestic rise in the price of petroleum products is for the same reason in the international market as the fallout of the Russia-Ukraine war, stating that the government-owned Nepal Oil Corporation NOC has been buying fuel as per the agreement reached between Nepal and India. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Dilendra Prasad Badu said petroleum products worth more than 100 billion rupees have been imported in the 10 months of the current fiscal year as compared to the last fiscal year. Taking time from the speaker at the outset of the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, he informed that the Parliament that 2.38 billion litres of petroleum products and 68 metric tons of cooking gas have been purchased in the 10 months of the current fiscal year. He said the meeting of the Council of Ministers on the 24th of May decided to adjust the tax, and a proposal to this effect was under consideration at the Ministry of Finance. Minister Badu also informed the Parliament that a high-level task force has been formed for the promotion of electric vehicles. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad says the government has taken a policy of zero tolerance against incidents of human rights violation and impunity. Addressing the 22nd anniversary of the National Human Rights Commission organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Home Minister Khad said the government was committed to keeping the commission's independence and sovereignty intact in accordance with the Paris Agreement on Human Rights. Home Minister Khad also pledged to give justice to the victims of wars through a transitional justice mechanism. He also expressed that the incidents of violation of human rights were declining due to law enforcement. The Ministry of Health has stated that Nepal is also in risk of monkeypox disease, which has been recently seen in many countries across the globe. Joint spokesperson at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, has urged all to adopt precaution as monkeypox disease is contagious. Three Nepali peacekeepers who died in line of duty will be awarded the Dag Hammarskjöld Memorial Award by the United Nations. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres handed over those awards to permanent representatives of Nepal to the United Nations Amrit Rai at an event organized at the UN headquarters in New York, USA on last Thursday. The awards were awarded posthumously to Nepal Police Umesh Kumar Mehtar, UN Mission in Sudan, Nepal Army's Dipendra Osti, UN Mission in South Sudan, and Nepal Army's Pitambar Thapa, UN Mission on Lebanon on the occasion of the Peacekeepers' Day. Those awarded Nepali peacekeepers lost their lives in various states last year. Military advisor working in the Nepali Permanent Mission in the UN, Jagdish Khadka, told that a total of 82 Nepali peacekeepers have died in line of duty as of now. Altogether, 5,804 Nepali peacekeepers are working in various UN missions abroad at present. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Ukrainian troops could withdraw from the big eastern city of Severodonetsk, which Russian forces are close to surrounding, an official there says. Sergei Haidai, governor of Luhansk, said Russians were in part of the city. It is possible that in order not to be surrounded, they will have to leave. Russia has made seizing the whole eastern Donbas region a key war aim. Ukraine is pleading for long-range weaponry to resist Russia's advance, but the US has so far not offered it. On Friday, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Ukraine needed long-range multiple launch rocket systems. After being closed to tourists for 2 years, Japan is opening its borders to visitors from 98 countries and regions. It marks the most significant moment so far in country's slow relaxation of its COVID-19 entry restrictions. But some restrictions will remain, including a requirement to visit the country as part of a tour group. Japan implements some of the world's toughest virus control regimes and banned foreign visitors from the delayed 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games. Travel restrictions had already been relaxed for foreign residents and business travelers, and the government recently raised the limit on daily foreign arrivals to 20,000 from 1st June. Since mid-March, international students have also been permitted entry. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and Madhya Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 14 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. National Assembly endorses government policies and programs for the coming fiscal year. House of Representatives continues deliberation on it. Home Minister Balkrishna Kant reiterates the government's commitment to zero tolerance for impunity and cases of human rights violation. Supply Minister Dilendra Prasad Badu says the cabinet principally agreed to adjust taxes on petroleum. And Japan opens up to foreign tourists after 2 years. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.